Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we relish the scent of Sangam literary work Natrinai, poem 19, written by Nakkanayar, a female poet from 2000 years ago. This imagery-rich poem is set in the Nadal or the coastal regions, in the words of the lady's confidant to the lady's man, who seems to be departing to his village. Iravu purattu anna pinarpadu tadavu mudal suravu kottanna mul ilai thaalai perum kalitru maruppin anna arumbu mudirvu nalman ulaiin veerubadat thondri vilavu kalam kamalum uravaneer serpa inamani nedundeer paagan iyakka செலிய சேரி ஆயின் இவளே வறுவை ஆகிய சில்நாள் வாழாள் ஆதல் நற்கு அறிந்தனை சென்மே. மை ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தாட் ஆன் திஸ் போயம் வாஸ் ஜுவாலஜி மீட்ஸ் பாட்டனி. ஃபார் இன்டர்ஸ்பர்ஸ்ட் இன் த லைன்ஸ் வேர் இரவு சுரவு களிறு மீனிங் ஷ்ரிம்ப் ஷாக் and elephant respectively, and somehow connected to all of this was the thale or the screw pine tree, whose flower is referred to as thalambu and made popular among Tamil movie fans by the song Kondayil Thalambu. The word kamalum promised a fragrant walk through the shore of this song. Tracing the whiff of sweetness to the source, I found that these words were uttered to the parting man by the lady's confidant. She says to him, "O Lord of the shore, on whose land grows abundant the screw pine, with its rough trunk resembling the scaly underside of a shrimp, with sharp leaves like that of the bill of a swordfish, whose ripened flower buds look like the tusk of a bull elephant, with its bunch of leaves bushy like that of the mane of a fine horse, exuding the fragrance of a festival. As your charioteer prepares the sapphire-studded chariot, you seem to be leaving to your village. But before you go, know that your lady will not survive for days many without you. With this knowledge, go and do the right thing." The lady's confidant is urging the man to formalize his relationship with the lady through these words of warning. The sense called smell has the power of evoking so many hidden memories. Even a faraway scent of something takes us to another place and time, bringing unexpected images and feelings to the fore. This poem leads with this core philosophy. In the address of the lady's confidant to the man, in that reference to the coastal land he calls home, are the many images arising from the single scent of the thale or the screw pine. This dexterous poetess carves out an exacting simile for each part of this screw pine tree. The bark reminds her of the skin of a marine creature. The spiny leaves remind her of another marine creature, the swordfish to be exact. And the way the bushy leaves of this tree fall reminds her of the luxurious mane of a fine horse. But the best one I felt was the likening of the ripened flower to the tusk of a bull elephant. Let me tell you why I found this to be a special simile. As I was browsing to know more about the screw pine flowers, I learned that only male flowers exude fragrance and these are collected for making perfumes. It's only then I realized that there were male and female flowers. On reading further, I found that this screw pine, like other dioecious plants, produces male and female flowers on different trees. Connecting back, we see that there's a link between the fragrant and therefore a male flower to the tusk of a male elephant. So I inferred that this was no casual reference. Such density of thought in so subtle a simile. Traveling away from those ancient shores, we will find the same screw pine leaves in cuisines around the world today. One such is the Thai cuisine. Only the leaves are called as the pandan leaves. As you may know, there's the method of wrapping a small quantity of food item in a pandan leaf, tying a knot at the end of it and then cooking it. At the end of this process, the leaf is stripped away and the food is left with the exquisite fragrance of the leaf. Thus, on this little drop of a poem, we witness the fragrance of the tree living on, from those ancient Tamil shores to our contemporary Thai food. A delight to see the threads of life extending so far into the past and evoking the same sensory pleasure. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and sharing this journey through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Do drop a comment on nandinikarki.com about your personal experience on the duet of fragrance and memory. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.